Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Damon, how can we help you?
Yeah, I had a date a couple weeks back. We hit off really, really good. We went out to eat and went out to dinner. You know, I even was a gentleman, ordered her food for her. It was a really, really good time. And I've been texting her, you know, on and off, nothing crazy. And she's ghosted me, man. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I was going to call the Ghostbusters. You know, maybe they could find
my God.
Wow. Did you try and be that funny on the date?
You know what? I was kind of nervous, so maybe my humor wasn't that good.
That's strike one. Strike two might be when you said you ordered her food for her. I don't know why, but that stuck out in my head. And I feel like sometimes someone might look at that as a sign of like, wow, what a gentleman, like old school. And someone else might look at that as
You're taking a chance.
How are you going to tell me what I want to eat, you mother? But I mean, that's two strikes. Is there a third strike that we don't know about?
Well, there was.
Oh, God.
There's just this one thing. I mean, it's not too big because I fixed it. Okay.
Oh God.
So, fixed it.
I was running late, and I forgot my wallet.
So.
And she had to pay for the.
Oh God!
What?
Wait!
Uh-huh.
I Venmo'd her back. I did the whole day.
Okay.
That very night, I Venmo'd her back. You know, I'm a gentleman, and you're right, I am old school. And the only reason I ordered for it is because I've been to a restaurant 1,000 times.
Right.
And I know the best stuff.
I think, do we need to call her? I mean,
he has a bunch of issues, just pick one.
Yeah. The whole time he's telling us about that, he said really, really good about 19 times. And now when you really break it down, I'm like, I wouldn't want to go back out with you.
Well, but man, you know, things aren't always perfect, man. Sometimes those little mistakes are working. You know,
you're gonna order my food and then make me pay for it. That's basically what just happened. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe we can save this relationship, Damon. All right, so hang on. We're gonna try and call her next. Okay.
All right.
Hang on. Second date update on the 10s. All right. Let's get back to the second date update on the 10s right now. We just spoke to Damon. He sounds like a great guy. He had a date with this girl. Her name is Mallory. They went out to eat where he proceeded to order her food for her. And then at the end of the meal, he realized he didn't have his wallet. So he made her pay for the food that he ordered for her.
But he paid her back.
He did. He Venmo'd her back. So, Damon?
Yeah.
We're going to try and call her now unless you want to fill us in on something else bad that happened.
No, everything else was good.
Everything else was good. All right, cool. So stay quiet. We're going to try and call Mallory right now.
Hello?
Hi, Mallory?
Yeah.
Oh, we got her. So, Mallory, it's the radio station Hot 96.9 calling you. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We got your phone number from a gentleman. I can explain to you why he gave us your number, though, if you just give me 30 seconds.
Okay,
so it's a guy who likes you. You know him. He knows you. He likes you. He gave us your phone number because he wants us to offer you a nice date with him. So basically, you pick a restaurant that you love or you've always wanted to go to. You let us know when you're free. We'll set the whole thing up for you and him to go out. We'll pay for whatever you eat or drink. It doesn't matter. And you just see if you hit it off with this guy. And I'm going to tell you his name, too, so you won't be surprised.
Okay.
It's a win-win situation. Are you ready?
No, but okay.
His name, you already went out with him once. He said you guys had a really good time, and he's a little confused as to why you haven't gotten back to him. His name is Damon.
Damon?
Yes.
What? Oh, God.
I love the reaction.
Pebbles, I couldn't tell by that old God if it was a good old God or bad old God. Can you decipher that for me? Well, okay, so we talked to him. He says he did say that he apologizes for forgetting his wallet. but that he did Venmo you all the money back. So that was his bad. It won't happen again.
I mean, that was just one of the bad.
Okay. There's more.
I mean, the date was cool, but he told me this story when he was a kid, and he was in a really bad accident, and he got burned. Uh-huh. And they had to replace the facial hair on his face with pubic hair. And I thought that was so disgusting.
Okay, okay.
Wait.
Are you sure he wasn't joking when he told you that? He tells horrible jokes.
Mallory, are you serious? We talked about this for like an hour. They took a skin graft to my face. And I can't, you're telling somebody about this?
Hold on. Mallory, you're probably confused. That's Damon. He was on the phone listening to what you said.
So you guys had him on the phone the whole time?
Yes.
Listen, Damon, I don't care. I don't care where they took the hair, from your butt, from your balls. I'd rather not be kissing someone who has balls on their face.
You don't want to kiss anybody who has balls on their face? Because apparently this is the first time you've ever had balls on your face. That's not a regular thing for you.
Hold on 1 second. Who's on the train and who's listening to this conversation?
Yes, I'm trying to get to work and everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy talking about this guy's balls in my face.
Oh my God.
Will you please stop saying that? Will you stop saying balls on my face? It's a skin graft for my pubic region. I mean, and it was like 15 years ago. What is wrong with you?
There you go.
Damon, it was cool. The date was okay, but I'm good. Like, I'd rather not go out on another date with him. No.
Are you sure? Because now I think we can get this squared away.
No, but I'll ask the train. Hey, train, does anyone want to go out with a guy?
Oh my God.
Reconstructive surgery on his face, and now he has pubic hair on his face.
Stop it!
Wow.
Any volunteers?
Sorry, David.
So much class. So much class, Mallory.
I just want to end this conversation and get to work.
Oh, you know what? You get to work. That corner's going to get cold without
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.